Recent public confessions of infidelity by politicians have provoked much comment about hypocrisy. But what strikes me most is their tawdriness. Usually in the presence of the wife, the repentant husband holds forth with rambling apologies and obligatory invocations of marriage, family, and the children who have been, quote, let down, more, I suspect, by the public display than the act that required it. Of course, whatever the state of their marriage, the politician's wife must have been hurt. But an adult society would have let the couple work that out without any unseemly public displays. Instead, a public spectacle takes place, and everybody, while disapproving of the sinner, can vicariously enjoy the sin. The press happily takes on the role of the Inquisition, probing timelines and public funds. The right to know surely stops at the bedroom door, but what fun to peer through the keyhole. In the case of South Carolina's Governor Mark Sanford, the only authentic note in this performance was struck in the emails he sent his girlfriend. Their clumsy sincerity is palpable, but we're supposed to disapprove or laugh. And indeed, private language publicly displayed is always somewhat ridiculous, which underscores again, this is not the public's business. The sexual affairs of consenting adults have nothing to do with us, and despite pious affirmations to the contrary, they have nothing to do with how public officials perform their jobs. With a perspective, I'm Manfred Wolf.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.